好，感谢神，我们这一次能够聚在一起来敬拜真神是一个美好的机会。
I thank God this time we have a wonderful chance to meet together and worship to God.
当然了，要请各位每个礼拜都到约堡来，这是不可能的。
Of course, I know it is impossible to ask all of you to come here weekly.
但是我们也不希望你们一年才聚会两次。
But then we also don't want you to only have two services per year.
所以希望每个人呢，在你们自己的家或是你们附近，如果有弟兄姐妹的话。
So I hope all of you, if you in your house.Or around your neighbor,
希望大家能够为了遵守神的道理
for the keeping of the gospel's sake,
为了得到神的喜悦
in order to receive God's grace,
为了得到神的祝福
in order to receive His blessing,
我们能够自己呢组成一个安息日的聚会
So I hope all of you can have a Sabbath service,
在你们开店之前或是关店提早关店一点点
Perhaps just before you open your shop, or just you could close your shop a bit earlier.
那我们这样来试试看。
You can just try this.
等我们下次见面的时候呢，再来述说神的恩典。
And then next time when we meet together, then we can talk about God's grace.
但是这个恩典呢，不见得是说你会赚到一百万的。
But it does not mean that you will earn 1 million rand.
最大的恩典是什么
？What is the greatest blessing?
最大的恩典是什么？
What is the greatest blessing?
想不出来。最大恩典是神的恩典，没有错啊。
The greatest blessing
谢谢
is the blessing from God.
那神的恩典是什么
？And what is God's blessing?
平安。平
安。Peace.
很好，还有呢
？Very good. And
哎，怎么那么奇怪哈？我们受洗有个目标是为了什么？得救，不是吗？耶稣说：“信而受洗的必然得救。”
Lord Jesus said that to believe and then receive baptism will be saved.
所以我们受洗之后，我们的目标就是为了得救，不是吗
？So after receiving the baptism, our goal is to receive the salvation.
所以最大的恩典就是让我们一生一世能够走在主的路上。
So the greatest blessing is for our life, the entire journey can walk on the Lord's path.
将来能够无愧地见主面。
So in the future that you can meet the Lord blamelessly.
不是吗
？Isn't that so?
如果今天主突然来到了
，If Lord Jesus comes today,
你会不会无愧
？Will you see him blamelessly?
会不会
？Will you see him?
我们要不要来举手一下
？Let's have a vote.
如果今天耶稣突然来到了，现在
，If now at this moment Lord Jesus comes again.
你会说主啊，哎呀，感谢你来的这么好，哎，
我
等你好久了。
You will say, Oh Lord, what a wonderful time! I've been waiting for such a long time.
我说啊，主啊，你怎么来了？
How come you're here?
我还没整理好啊。
I haven't prepared myself.
我们是属于哪一类的人
？What type are we?
所以每个安息日，让我们来准备迎接神。
So every Sabbath that we prepare ourselves to see God.
每一天我们在家里面一定要祷告。
So every day we pray in our house.
你要得到神喜悦，绝对不是靠一年两次的聚会，这是不可能的事情。
To receive God's blessing is not only relying on 2 services per year.
你要每一天都是在遵守神的命令。
Every day you here to follow His command.
而且这不是一个重担，这是个恩典。
And it is not a burden, but it's a great blessing.
我们这次年会的主题呢是更美的生命。
And this time, our theme is the more beautiful life,
或是更美的人生
a more beautiful life.
但是因为我们因为距离的关系呢，我们只能参加最后一堂，不是吗？
Because of the distance, we can only attend the last service.
我们谈过说美的感觉是什么
？We talk about the feeling or the sense of beauty.
美的感觉是你每一天感受到一个新的一种感动。
A feeling of renewal of everyday beauty.
如果你今天吃到一个很好吃的东西
if today you eat something wonderful,
你感觉到哇，真是好吃
you'll feel how delicious.
给你吃10天以后
but after 10 days,
或是每天给你吃
or every day I give you the same food.
吃到最后你有什么感觉
at the end, or what will you feel?
你不再有那种很好吃的感觉了
you won't have the feeling of beauty.
所以你需要一个更新的东西，不是吗
so then you need to have something better.
或是一个更新的想法
Or a new idea.
所以每次不断的有一个新的东西出现。
So every time when there is something appeared.
那这个新的东西有时候是从外面来的，有的时候从你内心出来的。
And sometimes this feeling comes from outside, sometimes from your heart.
从外面进来，这个我们可以了解。
The beauty from outside is understandable.
就是神恩典呐。
It's God's grace.
每天都是新的。
Every day is new.
就是神的话语啦。
God's words.
因为它是无穷无尽。
Because it's unlimited.
所以你永远取不尽。
So every day is unlimited.
所以你每天都可以有更新的感受。
So every day you have the new feeling.
那怎么从内心出来？
Then how does the word of God come from inside?
就像夫妻一样。
Just like in a couple.
夫妻有时候结婚太久了，以后不晓得怎么办了。
Some of the a couple after marrying for a while, they don't know what to do anymore.
因为好像什么话都讲光了。
Because every day they talk about the same thing.
其实很多东西我们可以用心来重新看它。
A lot of things we can use a new point of view to review it.
不是神恩典没有了。
It's not that God's grace is not here anymore.
而是我们的心不再被感动了。
However, it's our heart that is not touched by God anymore.
比如说神的创造。
For instance, God's creation.
每天都是一样。
Every day is the same.
太阳出来，太阳下去。
The sun rises and sun goes down.
然后月亮出来，月亮下去。
And so as well as the moon.
就是那么久也都是这个样子。
And that's what happened.
其实我们每一天都可以用新的眼睛去看它。
But however, we can use a new view to a new eyes to see this.
甚至一朵小花都是可以。
Even a little flower.
你们觉得这个花很漂亮吗？
Perhaps you think the flower is beautiful.
你们等一下有空的话可以看一看。
If when you have time, you can have a look.
这里有几种花。
How many types of flowers?
有几种颜色。
How many different
colors? 有几种样式。
And how many different
colors? 它每天出没在我们身边。
And every day they live next to us.
但是我们好像从来没有去注意过它。
But we never take note of it.
还是不要拿出来比较好。你等一下有圣诞点，要漂亮一点。
Let's just keep it there because we still have this.
好了，你们看，这朵绿色的。
Look at the green.
这么漂亮。
And how beautiful it is.
它很圆，不是吗？
It's round.
放在眼睛里看。你慢慢看哦。
Look closely.
你一看好像没什么感觉，对不对？
Perhaps you don't see anything.
你慢慢看。
But if you look closely.
越来越紧，越紧看。
And closer.
看到两个眼睛。一个花变成两朵花
，until you see two flowers，
你看到里面去了
，and you see inside，
你会觉得说怎么排列这么漂亮
，and you see how beautiful the flowers, the leaves are。
是什么人将它排得这么漂亮
？and who was able to arrange this？
而且每一朵都是一样
，and every single flower is the same。
然后这个颜色这么漂亮
，and the color was so beautiful。
不管在什么样的光线看
，it doesn't matter on what kind of light，
都很漂亮
，what kind of light they all beautiful。
法国人哦
，in France，
法国人他们。没有事做
they had nothing to do.
他们会摘这个花哈
and they will put the flower.
我爱你
I love you.
我不爱你
I don't love you.
我非常爱你
I love you very much.
我爱你到快要发疯了
I love you until I'm crazy.
我爱你
I love you.
我不爱你
I don't love you.
我爱你会发疯
I love you until I'm crazy.
到最后一朵开始什么
and then you will see what is the last one.
我爱你快要发疯了
Oh, I love you until I'm crazy.
多么好玩
It's how interesting.
其实你这朵花放在家里面慢慢看。
If you take this one flower and take it home and look closely.
每天都会有新的感动。
Every day you will see a new feeling.
同样的一朵花。
And every, the same flower.
同样一个人。
Same person.
同样一节圣经节。
Same Bible verse.
你可以有新的感动。
We will have the new inspiration.
所以这在于我们自己了。
And it's up to you.
你不能每次都求神从外面来刺激你。
You can't ask God for the external excitement.
每天都要看到哇，生意很好才能够感谢。
Every day that you see your business is so prosperous.
昨天那个姐妹的见证让我感动的不是她赚一百万了。
But what the sister's testimony touched me wasn't that she earned 1 million rand.
一百万在我们这里可能不少。
To us, maybe it's a lot.
你一百万摆在天国看看。
But then put this 1 million rand.
说主啊，我一百万给你。
And they say, Lord, I offer 1 million rand to you.
主会莫名其妙。
And the Lord Jesus will think it's strange.
你一百万能够买一个生命吗？
Well, is your 1 million ring could buy a life?
你一百万有没有办法创造出一个有生命的花
？Were you able to create with this 1 million ring?
连这朵小花你一百万都买不到。
You can't really even buy or create.
你没有办法要创造出来。
You can't even create a.
你以为一百万有多伟大
？And how great are you if you have 1 million ring?
当然，我们感谢神的祝福。
Of course, we have to thank God for God's
blessing. 但是我更感动的是什么
？But then, what touched me the most?
在他生意很不好的时候。
And it's time of when she, her business is going down.
她一直在奉献。
She continued to offer.
她不是发财才奉献。
She didn't offer only when she made money.
她在中国做烧饼油条。
In China, she opened a breakfast restaurant.
烧饼油条。是不是？所以下次你问你做烧饼油条给我们吃。
So maybe next time you can cook this for us.
她说她做烧饼油条不断的奉献。
So he said, like when she made the breakfast, she offered.
赚十块奉献一块很简单。
It's easy for her to offer $1 if she made $10.
任何人都是一样哈。
Every day is the same. Everyone is the same.
十块奉献一块没问题。
If you earn $10 a day, it's easy for you to offer
$1. 一百块奉献十块还可以。
When you earn $100, you to offer $10.
十万奉献一万，要祷告看看呢。
But then if you made 100,000 rand and for you to order to offer 10,000 rand, you have to pray about it.
100万要奉献10万。
But then if you made 1 million rand,
会产生很大的困扰。
To offer 100,000 rand,
人就是这么奇怪。
The how strange are we?
谁给你10块你高高兴兴奉献他一块钱。
If someone gave you 10 rand and you offer 1 rand,
你还剩下9块你很高兴的。
Because you still have the 9 rand, you're still very
happy. 但是人给你100万的时候。
But when you have, when God give you 1 million rand,
你舍不得奉献10万。
You don't even want to offer 100,000 rand.
因为你会说奉献10万以后我才剩下90万而已。
Because then you will think,But then if I offer 100,000 rand, I only have 90,000 rand net left.
这是人可能
90,000 rand left.
不只是你们，我也是一样的哈。
Not only to you, but to me the same.
我感谢神，我没有赚过100万，所以没这个考验。
I thank God I didn't make, I didn't have the chance to make 1 million rand, so I didn't have the trial.
我感谢神，我没这个考验哈。
I didn't have to face the trial.
好了，那我的奉献，不是，不要讲我的奉献。好了，神的恩典，神的话语。
God's grace and God's words.
每天都是新的。
Every day is
无穷无尽。
And it's unlimited.
所以你去抓它，才能够让你生命不断的美丽了。
So then, therefore, when you hold the God's words, then your life will become more
beautiful. 你如果要抓那属物质的东西
，If you decided to hold on to the material,
你以为从中间可以得到什么好处的话
，And perhaps you think from among this material life,
我们来请一节圣经节。
Let's read a Bible verse.
我们看箴言。
Let's turn to the book of Proverbs.
箴言的三十章
，Proverbs chapter 30,
第十五节
，chapter 30 verse 15。
我们莫斯科哈有许多也是你们福建去的弟兄姐妹们。
In Moscow, a lot of brethren are from Hokkien.
当然呢，也有不少的弟兄姐妹，一半差不多了哈，弟兄姐妹是在那边受洗的。
And about a half or even more.Were baptized there.
那很奇怪，在那边受洗大部分都是北方人。
But strangely, a lot of those people receive baptized in Moscow are from the northern part of China.
从黑龙江一直到北京都有哈。
All the way from the river of Heilong to the Beijing.
所以这两个团体呢，南北合在一起，蛮好玩的。
So it's actually quite interesting to see the northern part of to meet the southern part of China.
他们人数没有我们这么多。
They don't have as many people as us here today.
他们为了盖买会堂哦
，But for them to offer to make a church，
他们都是跟你们一样的。
To build a church, they are all like you。
他们在短期间之内，不到一年。
Within a year，
你知道他们奉献多少钱吗
？Imagine how much they offer。
谁能够猜得到
？Let's guess a figure。
奉献十万美金。
They were able to make 100,000 US dollars。
人数比我们还要少。
They had less people than us。
跟我们是一样福建来的
，and the same as Hokkien people，
要不然就是在那边才信主的。
Those people only believe when they're in the mosque，
为了买会堂
，to buy the church for God，
一下子就奉献了。
Immediately within a year they offer 100,000 US dollars，
神也不会亏待他们。
And God did not let them lose。
当然，这事情都是你们跟神的事情了。
Of course, offering is about between you and God.
你们按照自己的信心来做吧。
And you can do according to your faith to God.
但是要对神要有信心。
But please have faith to God.
我们来请看箴言的第三十章。
Let's turn to the book of Proverbs, chapter 30.
箴言三十章的十五节。
Chapter 30, verse 15.
我今天早上啊。
This morning.
不晓得我眼睛是不是花掉了哈。
I don't know if my eyes was not good.
我眼睛不是很好。
Because my eyes were not good.
所以你们可以打瞌睡，没有关系，就看不到是谁。
So if you fall asleep, I wouldn't know who you are.
我站在门口。
I stood on.
瞄到一个弟兄。
And I saw a brother.
在那边 玩那个塑胶袋。
And he was playing with a plastic bag.
然后到最后呢，我好像看到他放一个东西放到货运箱里面。
Then I realized that then at the end he put this plastic bag into the offering box.
我不晓得那个人是谁。
I actually don't know who that person.
我只看到他在玩那个黑色的塑胶袋。
And he realized that he was playing with a black plastic.
拿出好像是个白色的信封的样子。
And then we sent it as a white envelope.
要不要去开开看看有没有？
Maybe you can want to check if there's something like that.
开玩笑的哈。
I'm just joking.
然后他奉献下去。
And then he offered.
这都让我很感动。
And all the small action made touch me a lot.
你们既然在南非。
Since now you are in South Africa.
当然你们可以照顾中国的教会。
Of course, it's important for you to take care of the church.
但是你们不要忘记照顾我们南非的圣工。
Please don't forget to take care of the church work in South Africa.
你不要以为想说传道讲了半天是不是传道没有钱的。
Perhaps you think that I am poor, that's why I'm asking you to offer.
你们南非的钱我一毛钱都不拿哈。
Remember, I don't take a single cent from your offering box.
绝对不拿你们一毛钱。
I promise you, I won't take any.
这是你们跟神的关系。
That's between you and God.
我们要让圣工发展。
Here in order for the
必须要这么做。
Prosper, you need to do this.
因为耶稣说过了。
Because Lord Jesus said.
你的钱在哪里，你的心就在哪里。
Where your money is, your heart is.
本来以前在莫斯科福建弟兄姐妹全不奉献在莫斯科。
And in Moscow, the whole camp brethren, their habit was not to offer to Moscow church.
因为我们中国很需要钱，不是吗？
Because in China, they need a lot of money.
中国天天在盖会堂。
Because every day, the church is established there.
那会堂盖起来，你若不知道是会堂的话，还以为是什么大游乐中心、大摩大什么商业中心。
If you don't realize that it's a church, you may even think it's just a business center.
不是吗？
Isn't that so?
我最近看那个福州教会的相片，吓了我一跳。
Recently, I saw a photo from 福州。
我一看，我本来以为不巧是教会的。
I didn't realize it was a church.
所以那边很需要我们的帮忙，没有错。
Yes, I agree. They need a lot of offering from.
但是我告诉他们。
But I tell them.
我这个传道很凶。
But I say like I am a very strict preacher.
我说你们既然吃莫斯科的饭
，But now you are eating the meal from Moscow.
你们可以照顾你们家庭没有错。
Yes, you are allowed to take care of your family at home.
但是你们要照顾莫斯科的教会。
But then you need to take care of the church in Moscow as well.
你不能将莫斯科当做你过路的地方。
Do not think that Moscow is a place just to sleep.
睡完觉手拍一拍就走掉了。
Perhaps after sleep and you can leave.
当然你们都不是这群人了。
Of course, I know all of you are not like that.
我今天早上看到你们很多人在打扫。
And this morning when I woke up, I saw a lot of you were cleaning the church.
这我蛮感动的。
I was really touched.
这是你们的家。
And this is your home.
这是我们需要照顾的地方。
And that's why we need to take care of this place.
其实要让自己能够感受更美的感觉。
But in order to have the feeling of beauty,
像你们刚刚所听到这个见证。
Just like now you heard the testimony.
你觉得哇，莫斯科怎么这么美？
You think, oh, how wonderful Moscow church is.
这个美不是十万块的美。
But remember, the beauty is not from the $100,000.
而是那些新出来的果子。
The beauty is the fruits that bear bore by the brethren there.
寡妇奉献一毛钱就够了。
For instance, the widow only had to offer one little coin.
所以我们也不需要跟莫斯科比赛了。
And don't have to compete with Moscow.
我们是跟神之间的关系。
That's our relationship with God.
你们说正在改变你们的信仰。
If you decided to transform your faith.
改变你们跟神的关系。
And to change your relationship.
昨天那个姐妹的见证倒是一个蛮好的参考。
And yesterday the sister's testimony was a wonderful advice.
那我们看回来箴言的三十章。
Let's turn back to Proverbs chapter 30.
箴言三十章十五节。
Chapter 30 verse 15.
这里说以房有两个女儿，常说给呀、啊、给呀、啊。
The leech has two daughters, give and give.
然后呢，有三样不知足的，连说不够的共有四样。
And there are three things that are never satisfied, for never say enough.
在圣经里面谈到神所感觉到很头痛的人。
And this is the people that will give God headache.
他每天都给呀、啊、给呀、啊。
Every day they ask God, give and give.
祷告要主啊，赐给我这个，主啊，赐给我那个。
When they pray, Lord, please give me this, please give me that.
等到赐给你了。
Until this is granted.
不够，不够。
It's not enough, it's not enough.
我们都是这样，不是吗？
And we are this kind of people, isn't it?
包括我在内。
Including myself.
我们大多一半以上都做过父母的了哈。
Most of us are parents already.
也有正在怀孕的哈。
And also some are pregnant.
正在怀孕的祷告什么
？And when they're pregnant, what do they pray for?
主啊，求你让我这个孩子健康就好。
Lord, please just keep health, only just health to my children.
不是吗
Isn't it so?
等到孩子生出来以后
Until the children was born,
很健康
And the children was healthy
主啊让他聪明一点
And then you pray Lord please just give wisdom
果然还不错
And yes thank God he's quite clever
主啊这个主啊那个
And then you pray around Lord please give me that
一直加
And increasing your requirements slowly
这不是错
And that's not right.
这真的不是错，因为我们做父母本来就是这个样子。
It's not wrong because then that's how our parents heart.
但是要知道感恩。
But remember to give thanksgiving.
感恩能够让你改变。
Because remember by giving thanksgiving.
当一个人有一种感恩的心的时候
，When you have a heart of thanksgiving,
我相信他看什么事情都是美丽的。
I'm sure whatever he sees will be beautiful.
如果你今天得到神一个很大的恩典
，If today you receive a great,
你满心感谢。
And you had a grateful heart to God.
你看到什么东西都觉得很美。
It doesn't matter what you see, you will think it's beautiful.
如果你今天很生气
，But then today you are very angry.
去讨债没讨到。
And then you went out to ask for dates, but you couldn't get.
你回到家看什么都不顺眼。
And you go home. It doesn't matter what you see, will be a hateful.
其实这个世界没有改变。
But remember, the world did not change.
改变是你的心。
What's changing is your heart.
你的心变不过来。
Because your heart is not able to transform.
所以当我们跟神更密切
So when you are closer to God,
我们更不会要求太多
You won't ask too much from God.
我们会神所给我们的感觉到非常的满足
Because you will be satisfied for what God had given you.
这个要学习
And this is what we need to learn.
保罗也是学来的
And that's how Paul learned.
保罗不是天生或是被神选择教会这些东西
Paul did not learn, not know this naturally.
他怎么告诉我们呢？
Let's read what.
我们来请看腓立比书的第四章。
Turn to the book of Philippians, chapter 4.
腓立比书的第四章。
Philippians chapter 4.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
第十节。
Verse 10.
腓立比书四章十节。
Philippians chapter 4, verse 10.
这里保罗说
Here Paul said,
我靠主大大的喜乐。
But I rejoice in the Lord greatly.
因为你们思念我的心，如今没有发生，如今又发生了。
That now at last your care for me has flourished again.
保罗这时候是在监狱当中。
Remember, Paul wrote this letter when he was in jail.
在四章的第四节。
In chapter 4, verse 4.
他说你们要靠主常常喜乐。
Rejoice in the Lord always.
我再说你们要喜乐。
Again, I will say rejoice.
他是在监狱里面哦。
And he, remember, he was in the jail.
他是被捆绑起来啊。
He was bound.
这你们看第一章就知道了。
If you read chapter 1, you'll realize.
然后他又说了。
Then he said,
我靠主大大的喜乐。
And relying on Lord, I'll rejoice.
他在高兴什么
？What is he
高兴？他在监狱里面吗
？Was he happy because he was in jail?
没有错，他很高兴。
Yes, he was happy.
因为是为了福音的缘故。
Because for God's gospel's sake.
他这里高兴什么
？What was he happy about?
因为弟兄姐妹之间大家互相的思念。
Because there's a remembrance between the brethren.
所以他满心感谢。
Therefore he had a thankful heart.
第十一节
，verse 11.
我并不是因为缺乏说这话。
Not that I speak in regard to need.
我无论在什么情况都可以知足，这是我已经学会了。
For I have learned in whatever state I am.
我已经学会了。
I have learned.
I have learned 是学来的。
I have learned something that you need to practice and learn.
不是天生会的。
It's not out of your nature.
保罗本来刚开始可能以为是说一切会顺利，因为信了耶稣嘛，不是吗？
Perhaps Paul in the beginning of believing in Jesus Christ, he thought everything will go smoothly.
我们回头来想保罗这个人。
But then if you think back, Paul.
耶稣光照他。
Now, the Lord, shines his light upon him.
他整个彻底的改变了。
And he transformed totally.
他本来是在觉得说属世的地位跟这些财富非常的重要。
In the beginning, he thought that what he had is very related to. His status in the society,
尤其在宗教上
especially in the religious.
他那时候是一个很虔诚的人
because at that time he was a devoted.
他的虔诚带给他很多社会的地位
and because of his devotion, he had a lot of society's status.
但是耶稣光一照他，伏倒在地，什么都没有了。
But then when the Lord Jesus' light shone upon him, he had nothing out of sight.
等到他站起来，眼睛都瞎掉了。
And when he stood up, he was blind.
什么都看不见了。
He couldn't see anything.
我们有没有办法？
Were we able to do that?
有没有办法在神的光照之下，什么都再也看不见了
？Were you able to see nothing after God's light?
我们以前所以为宝贵的
What we saw was precious.
现在连看都看不见。
And now you can't even see this in your
heart. 既然看不见，你就不再以为它是宝贵的了。
And if you can't see them, then you won't think they are precious to you.
当然，保罗是慢慢的明白过来。
And Paul, of course, he learned this slowly.
接着，神差遣一个门徒去找他。
And then Lord sent a disciple to find him.
告诉他说
，And tell him,
主选召了你的。
Lord had chosen you.
要让你在国王面前跟外邦面前为我做见证
，so that you can testify for me in front of the kings and the Gentiles.
要是我是保罗的话
，if I was Paul,
我有什么想法
？What would I think?
神亲自选召我
，God has chosen me.
要我在国王面前做见证
，and so that I can testify in front of the Lord.
那一定是国王派一个大臣来找我，然后请我过去讲道理给他听，不是吗
？So I'm sure that God, the king will send was sent a very high status a messenger to pick me up and then I can testify for him.
我想我第一个反应应该是这样。
And that will be my first reaction.
就像我们第一个信主有个这个感觉。
And just like that's how we feel in the beginning when you believe.
我靠主，一切都会顺利的。
We believe that relying on God all will go smoothly.
我一定会比别人更好。
And we will live a better life than others.
但是保罗走到最后呢？
However, when he walked to the end,
他明白过来了。
He understood.
不是大臣来请他去国王面前。
It's not that the king has sent a messenger for him.
而是被捆绑到国王面前。
However, he was bound and taken to the king.
他怎么做梦都没想到是这条路。
He never thought that would be the result.
所以他整个信仰的过程里面有很多的波折，是意外中的意外中的意外。
So then, a lot of times in his journey of life, there are a lot of accidents and incidents.
跟他起初想象的有点不同。
That was different from what he thought initially.
所以他一直在学习。
So he learned.
一直到最后他说了。
Until the end, he spoke.
我学会了。
I have learned.
我明白了。
I understood.
无论在什么情况之下。
Doesn't matter in what I met.
我都能够感谢神。
I feel I am to be content.
十二节。
So,
我知道怎么样储卑贱，也知道怎么样储丰富。
And I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound.
或是饱足，或是饥饿，或是有余，或是缺乏，随时随在，我都得了秘诀了。
And then through all things, everywhere, and in all things, I have learned both to be full, to be hungry, both to bound, to suffer need.
我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能够做。十三节。
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
然而你们和我同受苦难，原是美事。
Nevertheless, you have done well that you shared in my distress.
保罗说我学会了。
Paul said, I have learned.
他学会什么
？What has he learned?
超越了物质的牵挂。
He has learned to transcend the material's worries.
不再因为今天的生意怎么样而影响到他对神的关系。
He has overcome his mind for business.
他全然交托主。
He relied on Lord.
神也全然没有辜负他。
And then Lord did not disappoint him.
所以我想我们要学会这样。
So remember to learn.
学会说主啊，感谢你。
To learn to say thank God.
而不是学会说主啊，给呀、啊、给呀、啊，不够不够。
Remember to say thank God instead of give not enough. Not
如果我们能够学会这个
，If you can learn this,
你换句话说，你有个很大的改变。
You will see there's a great transformation.
但是你也不要害怕。
But remember, do not be afraid.
我会很害怕说，我就说这样好了，那主就不再给我了。
But perhaps you're worried that if I say this is enough, Lord, and God won't bless you anymore.
你有孩子不是吗？
You have children, remember?
你看你跟孩子的关系了。
You look at yourself and with your children.
如果这里有个大饼
，There's a big bread.
然后孩子说：“爸爸给你吃。
”And then the children say, "Here, this is for you, Dad."
我不要。
And then I say, "No."
当然如果你是小孩的话
，If I'm the children.
我很怕说，我如果跟爸爸说，爸爸这个给你，爸爸就啊一口气吃掉了，我怎么办
？And I'll be worried if I say that I'll give you this bread, then the dad will take all the bread.
所以我永远不敢说爸爸给你吃。
So I will never say that this is for you.
但是如果孩子真的讲了
，But however, if the children really said that,
你做父亲的
，If you are the father,
你会不会说孩子这边讲说好，爸爸吃了，呱吃下去了？
Will you, as a father, say, "Oh, good, okay, I'll take all the bread"?
绝对不可能的事情，不是吗
？That is impossible.
何况我们天上的父
，and our heavenly father.
他怎么有可能做这个事情
？How could he do that to us?
你说主啊，我够了。
If you say to the Lord, "Lord, this is
you 说的，不是我说的。
And God will say, "Okay, that's what you."
好了，就这个样子了。
Okay, that's all for you.
绝对不会。
He will never do that.
你会觉得这个孩子很可爱。
Yeah, you will find this children is very cute.
真的是很天真，很单纯。
It's very innocent and pure.
而且很爱我。
And he loved me.
所以你会再偷偷摸摸再去买个大盒大盒的饼干。
And you secretly buy an extra bread.
然后藏在后面。
And you hide behind your bed.
你说是给我的哦。
And you say, oh, this is for me.
爸爸吃了。
And I'll take it.
你就看到孩子的脸。
And you look at your children's face.
你就吃一口。
And you take one.
孩子就咽一口口水。
And then the children feel a bit distressed.
你说给爸爸的哦。
And you say, this is for me.
再吃第二口。
And then the father took the second bite.
孩子一直看着你。
And the children feel very worried.
你为什么敢吃？
Why would you do that?
为什么？
Why would the father do that? Because you know.
你预备一个更美好的给他。
Because you have prepared something better for him. Isn't that so?
等到你吃下去了。
After you have taken the bread.
你就拿出来，哎，这个给你。
And then you took this what behind your back. This
哇，孩子哇叫起来，不是吧？
And the children will be so happy.
其实神就是这样。
And that's how we are.
所以圣经怎么记载？
And that's what the Bible said.
我们来请看希伯来书。
Just turn to the book of Hebrews.
希伯来书。
Book of Hebrews.
希伯来书的第十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11.
十一章的第八节。
Chapter 11 verse 8.
这时候亚伯拉罕因着信心蒙召的时候就遵命出去了。
By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place.
他那时候不知道去什么地方。
Because he would receive an inheritance, and he went out not knowing
where. 他因着信心就在所预定之地做客人。
By faith, he dwelt in the land of promise as in a foreign country.
第十三节。
13.
这些人都存着信心死的，并没有得到所应许的。
It's all died in faith, not having received the promises.
第十六节。
16.
他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是天上的家乡。
But now they desire better, that is a heavenly country.
神被称为他们的神，并不以为耻。
Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God.
我觉得这句话相当的美好。
I think this is a wonderful sentence.
神被他们称为神，并不以为耻。
God is not ashamed to be called their God.
我们现在来假设刚刚那个故事。
Let's assume. Let's go back to our assumption.
你藏一个大盒的饼干给你儿子，你朋友不知道。
And then you hide this big bread behind your back, and your friend doesn't know.
结果你朋友看你在吃饼了。
And then your friend saw that you are eating the bread.
你还是说爸爸这个给你。
And then the children said to the father, "This is bread for you."
你就吃了。
And you took it.
你孩子怎么？你的朋友怎么看你
？And what would your friend see you?
他说这个爸爸怪怪的。
Then your friend, of course, will think this is a very strange reaction from the
father. 那就出去传了。
And then he went out and spread the news.
哎呀，那个人这个爸爸实在是有过奇怪。
And then you tell everyone, how strange is, how can the father do this?
竟然自己吃饼干，不给他儿子吃饼干。
How can you eat the bread yourself without giving your children?
你可以跟你朋友说。
And you say to your friends,
我称为我儿子的爸爸，我不以为耻。
And then you say that I'm to be called father of my children. I don't feel ashamed.
为什么？
Why?
你不要以为我吃到那个饼。
I don't think that I'm taking the bread from my children.
我为他预备更美的。
You will say to your friend because I have prepared something better, even a better box.
所以这里神怎么说呢？
So here what
the
Bible say?
神被称为是我们的神，他不以为耻。
Therefore, God is to be called to our God, and is not ashamed.
因为他为我们预备了一座更美的城。
Because for He has prepared a better city for them.
所以你对神，你不要跟他太过计较。
So therefore, to God, do not come.Do not argue too much with him.
你不要害怕他会拿去你的东西。
Do not worry that he will take your things away.
他如果真的敢拿
，if he dare to take it，
就像你如果真的敢吃
，just like if you dare to eat the bread，
一定有个理由。
There must be a reason.
一定有个理由。
There must be a reason.
对你来讲，可能是哇，爸爸怎么吃掉这个饼干
？And then perhaps you will think, why did you take my bread?
其实，因为他为你预备更美好的。
But remember, he has prepared something better.
所以有时候你心里会有个波动，说：“哎，神怎么好像没有在眷顾我？”
And sometimes you have the wave in your heart. That's why did not God take care of me?
我真的将时间奉献给他，就拿了时间也不还给我。
And I already offered my time to you, but yet he never gave me back the time.
我将我做生意的这些劳苦所得来的献给他，他也就拿去了，也就不还给我。
And I offer what I have earned from my hard working, but he never pay me back.
如果他真的拿去不还给你
，But remember, if he truly took from you and did not return you,
他就不是我们的神了。
Then he is not your God.
你要记住
，Remember this.
他绝对不可能平白拿去的。
He will not take your things in vain.
他若拿去，一定是预备更美好的给你。
If he has taken this away from you, he has prepared something. 无论
我们遇到什么事情，都要这个这样的观念来看它。
And remember, whatever things that you meet, you need to have this concept.
这不是一种想法而已。
It's not only a thinking.
而是一个事实。
It's a fact.
所以你不需要一直说不够不够。
So therefore, do not say not enough, not enough.
不需要一直说给呀给呀。
You don't have to say give and then.
因为这样你永远不能享受主给你那美好的生活。
Because in this case, you will never be able to enjoy the life.
因为你要开始享受这美好的生活。
Because now you want to have a more beautiful life.
能够开始说哇，这朵花真美。
For instance, this flower is so beautiful.
一定要你心里非常的平静，非常的感恩。
Of course, you need to have a very thankful heart.
我们来试试看。
Let's try.
如果你跟你太太吵架的时候
，when you fight with your wife，
还是吵得很凶的时候
，and when you very furious，
你说，你看，你都不比这朵花美。
And you say to your wife, look how you're not as beautiful as this flower.
你试试看好了。
And you'll try this.
隔天你家里边店里面的花全部不见了。
You realize all the flowers disappear from your.
那怎么看都不美。
Because then the flower won't be beautiful anymore.
如果你们很相爱的时候
，But when you love each other very much，
你说哎呀，你比这朵花还要美啊。
But when you say to your wife, you are more beautiful than this flower.
隔两天你家店里面全部都是花。
And then the next day you will see that your shop is full with flowers.
不是吗
？Isn't that so?
所以当你愿意改变自己
，When you're willing to transform yourself，
用感恩的心来看一切
，With a thankful heart to see all things，
用那一种学会的心来看一切。
To see all things with what you have learned.
你会发现说你整个人都改变了。
You realize you have transformed totally.
当你整个人改变的时候，你整个周围的都改变了。
When you have changed, you will see all the environment around you change as well.
生意不再能够动摇你跟神的关系。
And your business won't affect your relationship with God anymore.
整个环境不再能够动摇了。
And your environment won't affect you.
我们来请看以赛亚书。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah.
以赛亚的四十一章。
Isaiah chapter 41.
以赛亚书的四十一章。
Book of Isaiah chapter 41.
以赛亚书四十一章的第八节。
Chapter 41 verse 8.
这里神这么说。
Here God said.
为你以色列我的仆人。
But you, Israel, are my servant.
雅各我所拣选的。
Jacob, whom I have chosen.
我朋友亚伯拉罕的后裔。
The descendants of Abraham, my friend.
这里讲的不是圣经人物。
Here, we're not talking about the Bible character.
这里讲的就是你，就是我。
Here, the Bible is talking about us.
神在跟我们讲话。
God is talking to us.
唯有你是我所拣选的。
And you are the chosen.
是我从地极所领来的。
And then,
第九节。
Verse 9, I have taken from the ends of the earth.
我，你是我的仆人。
And you are my servant.
我拣选你，并不弃绝你。
I have chosen you and have not cast you away.
我拣选你，我绝对不会弃绝你。
I have chosen you and have not cast you away.
所以你要成为一个神所拣选的仆人。
In order to become the God's chosen servant,
不只是为自己工作。
Not only to work for yourself,
也要为神工作。
You have to work for others.
在敬拜的方面。
Work for God. In terms of worshiping Him.
在奉献的方面。
In terms of offering.
在传福音的方面。
In terms of preaching the gospel.
成为神的仆人。
You become God's servant.
这样神就不会弃绝我们了。
And God will not cast you away.
第十节。
Ten.
你不要害怕。
Fear not.
因为我与你同在。
For I am with you.
你不要惊慌。
Do not be dismayed.
因为我是你的神。
For I am your God.
我必坚固你，我必帮助你，我必用我公义的右手扶持你。
I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will help uphold you with my righteous right hand.
凡向你发怒的，必都暴愧蒙羞；与你相争的，必如乌有，并且要灭亡。
Behold, all those who were incensed against you shall be ashamed and disgraced. They shall be as nothing, and those who strive with you shall perish.
与你争竞的，你要找他们也找不着了。你与你征战的，必如乌有，成为虚无。
Verse 12, you shall seek them and not find them, those who contended with you. Those who were against you shall be as nothing, as a non-existent thing.
因为我你的神必扶持你的右手，对你说不要害怕，我必帮助你。
For I, the Lord your God, will hold your right hand, saying to you, Fear not, I will help you. Most of the time, we cannot believe God.
所以神不断的、不断的、不断的告诉我们。
So therefore, God kept on reminding us.
你不要怕。
Do not be afraid.
你只要是我的仆人，你不要怕。
Do not be afraid, as long as you are my servant.
因为你是我所拣选的。
Because I have chosen
我必与你同在。
I'll be with you.
你不要惊慌。
Do not be dismayed.
我是你的神。
I am your God.
我会坚固你的，我会帮助你的。
I'll strengthen you. I will help you.
没有人能够成为你的对头的。
Nobody can be against you.
讲了半天。
And talk all this.
好了，你们信不信
？Do you believe this or not?
当然还是信不下去啊。
Of course, it's difficult for us to believe.
所以呢，神就说了。
So God said.
第十四节。
14.
你这只丑雅各。
Fear not, you warm Jacob.
讲到最后，你这个丑雅各。
Fear not, you warm Jacob.
讲怎么讲都讲不听。
And after saying this, you still
像一只虫爬来爬去。
It's just like a little worm.
什么都不敢相信。
You don't want to believe.
你这只虫雅各。
You warm Jacob.
我觉得这句话讲得非常的好。
I think this is a wonderful phrase.
在这句话里面有很多的爱情。
Because within this phrase, there's a lot of love inside. 不是
吗？当我们打小孩子的时候。
When you hit your children.
我们抓着你，这是叫傻瓜。
And you hit your children and say,
不是吧
？He's stupid.
我们不是说他是傻瓜。
Of course, he's not stupid.
但是我们那种内心那种爱到不想怎么讲，哎呀，这傻瓜怎么都还不相信
？And then, but then you don't know what to say because you love your children so much.
神说你这只虫雅各。
So that's why he say you warm Jacob.
你不要害怕。
Do not fear.
我必帮助你的。
I will help you.
讲了半天，你还是害怕。
Now, after all, you're still afraid.
所以说你这只虫啊。
So therefore, you warm Jacob.
虫有什么特色？
What is the character of the worm?
如果一只虫哦。
This is little worm.
它爬爬爬爬爬。
And then you see the worm climbing towards.
它爬到这里时候。
The bell, yeah.
它地上碰到一朵花。
And he touched the flower.
它碰到一朵花。
And he came to the flower.
哎哇，一个好大的森林哦。
And he said, oh, such a big forest.
啊，走不过去了。
It's difficult.
就回头了。
And he returned.
不是吗？
他
以为是个森林呢。
To him, it's a forest.
你们不信回去看看。
If you don't believe, look at
蚂蚁在爬的时候啊。
When the ant is climbing.
你用这个花这样挡到它。
And if you put the flower there.
他算一算就走了。
And he just wandered around and he went.
这么高的山，一万多公尺的。
And it's such a tall mountain in front of me.
走到这个地方。
And when the worm is here.
哇，这个山怎么通天呢？
And how can this forest be reached to heaven?
走不过去啊
！And it's cannot pass.
扭动，转回去了。
And then he just climbed back.
每个事情对他来讲都是太困难了。
Everything to him is so difficult.
你这只虫雅各
，You warm Jacob.
你在怕什么
？Why are you afraid?
我会帮助你的。
I will help you.
但是你如果是虫的话
，But then you are the worm.
你永远信不下去。
It's difficult for you to believe.
永远没有办法，因为你怎么看都是高山呐、啊。
Because to you, everything is a tall mountain.
所以神要我们转变。
So therefore, God wants us to transform.
要怎么转变呢
？How to?
我们来请看四十章的二十七节。
Let's turn to chapter 40, verse 27.
四十章的二十七节。
Isaiah chapter 40, verse 27.
雅各啊，你为什么说我的道路向神隐藏呢
？Why do you say, "Oh Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my ways hidden from the Lord"?
雅以色列啊，你为什么说我的冤屈神并不查问呢
？And my just claim is passed over by my God.
神啊，你难道没有看到我生意这么不好吗
？Can't you see that my business is not doing so well?
你没有看到我被隔壁那个店欺负吗
？Can't you see that I'm bullied by the other shop?
主管，你怎么都没有看到、啊？
Didn't you see anything?
二十八节，你岂不曾知道吗
？Have you not known?
你岂不曾听见吗
？Have you not heard?
永在的神创造地极的主，并不疲乏，也不困倦，他的智慧无法测度。
The everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary.
疲乏的他要是能力，软弱的他要加力量。
He gives power to the weak, and those who have no might, he increases strength.
就是少年人也要疲乏困倦，强壮的也必然跌倒。
30, even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young man shall utterly fall.
31节
31.
但那等候神的必重新得力。
But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength.
他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不困倦，行走却不疲乏。
They shall mount up with wings like eagles, they shall run and not be weary, they shall walk and not faint.
那等候神的。
Those who are waiting the Lord,
那依靠神的
those who
必重新得力
will renew their strength,
像老鹰一样的飞起来
and will fly like an eagle.
他们奔走不再困倦，他们行走不再疲乏。
They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
前面连少年人都会困乏，都会疲乏。
And just the previous verse, the youth shall faint.
因为他们是靠他们的血气在奔跑。
Because they have decided to run with their flesh.
他们没有神的帮助。
Without God's help.
他们做一切事情都是为了自己。
For all things they do for themselves.
从来没有想过是神。
They never thought it was for God.
但是当你依靠神了。
However, you decided to run.
当你将神放到你内心之后，
when you decided to put him into,
你等候了他，
when you wait for him,
你必重新得力。
You will, your strength.
你要如鹰展翅上腾。
And you'll be like an eagle mount up.
如果你所做的每件事情里面都有为了神的因素在，
if whatever you do, there's a factor for God.
我来到这里不只是要赚钱而已。
I'm here not only to make money,
我也是为了要奉献，
but also to offer,
不只要居住而已，
not only to live here,
也是为了要将福音带过来，
but also to bring the gospel.
你如果有这样的心去实行它，
you have the heart to do this,
你会发现到说一切改变，
and you realize that everything
is possible. 当你将神接近你内心当中，
when you allow to accept God into your heart,
成为你生活的主题，
and become the main theme of your life,
事业推到第二线，
and then your business becomes your second,
让神来做，
so then allow God to help
you. 你请神来帮助你，
you ask God to help your business.
你本来像虫一样，
initially you were like a worm,
怎么看都是高山，都是阻挡，
and everything you see is a tall mountain, is an obstacle.
等到你靠着神飞起来之后，
however if you decided to mount,
像鹰飞起来的时候，
just like an eagle,
你看得到什么东西？
What will you see?
在天空，你们坐过飞机不是吗？
Have you sat on a flight, airplane?
我若这个东西放在地上，你在飞机上，你们看到什么东西？
If I see this, if I put this here, what will you see now when you're on Earth?
如果虫跟老鹰都有手机的话，
if both the eagle and the worm have cell phones,
虫走到这个地方，
and the worm reach this point,
打电话给老鹰，
and he phone eagle,
我碰到一座高山了，
and I saw a tall mountain,
差不多有8000公尺啊。
It's about 8,000 meters high.
老鹰在那边飞，
and the eagle is flying.
在哪里啊？
Where is it?
你讲的是在什么地方？
What is the thing that's
talking about? 他说在什么什么地方啊？坐标给他好。
So then the worm gave the attitude.
老鹰说啊，我看到了，我看到了。
And then the eagle said, Oh, I saw that.
那不是一粒沙子吗？
Isn't it just a single sand?
不是吗？
Isn't it so?
多么可惜。
And how pretty.
其实东西没有变。
So, but then this the thing does not change.
变的是一个虫跟老鹰而已。
The only difference is the heart of the worm and the eagle.
我们是虫还是老鹰？
Are we the worm or are we the eagle?
要看你要不要靠神来改变。
This you have to decide whether or not we need to rely on God.
你如果愿意等候神，
if you decide to rely on God,
你如果愿意用神为你生命的中心，
if you decide to put him as a center of life,
你必定展翅飞腾。
You will mount up like an eagle.
一切都。变成很平静了。
And everything will be so peaceful.
老鹰也不会饿死。
And the eagle shall never die.
你看虫那么的努力，它也是不会饿死。
And you can see the worm worked so hard and also didn't die.
但是老鹰呢？
But then look at eagle.
它在飞翔的时候，
when he flies,
它能够欣赏神的创造。
And he can enjoy God's creation.
它翅膀轻轻一扇就飞很远了。
And he just have to flap his wings and he can fly far away.
当他看到能够吃东西，一下子已经抓住一只小鸡了。
And then the moment you can see he already caught a chicken.
那些小鸟哈，树上的小鸟。
But then if you look at if you look at the little bird,
树上小鸟很吵，对不对？
You can see they're quite noisy.
不要吵什么。
The chipping.
你们如果听得懂鸟的话的话哈，
if you understand the bird's words,
他们大部分在讲什么，你知道吗？
You know what do they speak most of the time?
你知道吗？
What do they speak?
这里迷失我的，那里迷失我的，这里迷失我的，这里迷失我的。
This is mine. This is yours. This is mine. This is yours.
在抢那一粒小米啊。
They're fighting for the little seed.
抢到头破血流。
Right. Until they break their head.
老鹰它不抢这个东西的。
But then the eagle they do not fight for this.
你要给你吧。
You can have.
我飞我的。
I'll fly mine.
哇，两只扇到手都酸了。
And the little birds are flapping the wings so much.
才知道一粒米。
And their hearts work so hard for one.
老鹰靠神飞翔。
However, eagle relying on God.
平静。
With serenity.
安稳。
With confidence.
要生活在神的恩典当中。
And live in God's peace.
欣赏神的创造。
And enjoy God's creation.
神也预备一些食物给他。
And God prepares the food for him.
我很希望 我们每个人都像老鹰一样。
So I hope everyone here is like an eagle.
不要再被神说你这只虫。
Do not be punished or rebuked by God, you little worm.
我已经告诉你了。
I have told you.
不要怕。
Do not be afraid.
我会帮助你的。
I will help you.
你要等候我。
Wait for me.
你要依靠我。
You remember.
你要成为我的仆人。
That you become my servant.
你必然像老鹰一样。
You will be like an eagle.
求神让你们飞得很远。
May the Lord allow us to fly far,
飞得很高,
to fly high,
飞得很安详,
to fly in the peace,
能够在神的创造里面享受神的恩典,
in God's creation, enjoy God's blessing.
愿神祝福你们,
may the Lord bless you.
那我们一起来默祷,
let's pray in silence.